NPR's business news starts with Apple's new rules. People who create programs for mobile devices may soon have a better chance of getting their work into Apple's App Store. The company has revealed the guidelines it uses to decide what it will allow. Apple is also relaxing some technical rules. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Peter John Schuler reports.
Developers have long complained Apple's approval process was too secretive and arbitrary. Apple's new guidelines restate some established policies, such as a ban on pornography, but they also reverse other restrictions. For instance, Apple will now allow some third-party software to be used in developing the apps. But Neil Hughes, with Apple Insider, says the change isn't the one thing many had hoped for.
It does not mean that you're going to be able to watch Flash videos in your browser or anything like that. It just means that software that's written in Flash could now be ported so that it runs natively on the iPhone in the iPhone's native language.
Some observers think Apple may have made the changes because of a possible federal investigation based on a complaint made by software maker Adobe. Despite the new rules, Apple still left itself plenty of room to reject apps it doesn't like because of either content or technology reasons. For NPR News, I'm Peter John Schuler in San Francisco.